on your mind. Not my mind. That's right. We want to know what's on your mind. This is the name of the program. It's the name of the show because we want to know, ladies and gentlemen, what's on your mind. If I had to answer today what's on my mind, I'd be forced to admit, two things that happened last night. One, a movie I saw, Farmland, fabulous, fabulous show. And I'd be lying if I said I stayed up to watch the end of the Wild game. I didn't make it. It was on. I woke up at 3 in the morning with the TV still going, my glasses on, light on, the whole deal. And like, what happened? My wife, she said, I was tied up. I don't know. And I was too lazy at that point to find out, so I didn't find out until this morning. But what's on my mind now is that the Minnesota Wild did win. They beat the Colorado Avalanche 5-4. How about that? So it's now the Wild and the Blackhawks. Another battle between a couple of former University of North Dakota hockey players, Jonathan Toews, the captain of the Blackhawks, and Zach Parise, former captain of the Sioux, on the Wild. Is he the captain of the Minnesota Wild, Zach? A captain? A captain? I can't remember. Anyway, good news. That's fabulous for the Minnesota Wild. They're due for some good news. And the movie Farmland was fabulous. Thanks to the folks from the North Dakota Soybean Council for sponsoring a premiere showing of that. And if you can find it in a theater near you, go see it. It's a really, really good show. It profiles six different farmers and ranchers, youngsters, 20-somethings, I guess, from around the country, and a Minnesota farmer, Nebraska farmer, the two closest to us, cattle rancher from down in Texas. And it was good movie. A documentary, so I need, you see the world through their lens, and it's tragic the amount of ignorance there is about agriculture, in America today. And, I don't think that's the case in North Dakota. It's so ingrained in everything we do, but far too many people think, food comes from a grocery store. So applaud the efforts of the Soybean Council and the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, a number of ag groups that have came up with this brainstorm of this idea to get this movie out there. And they got a great filmmaker who's won some Academy Awards before and done a number of documentaries, and it's really good. It's called Farmland. Farmland. So put that on your radar if you get a chance to see it. Anyway, a couple of things on my mind today, but I want to know what's on your mind today. Here's how you tell me, 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Guests on the program today, we're going to check in with a couple of folks from Medora. Casey Mullen, the PGA Pro from Bully Pulpit, will be here. If spring can't be here with the temperature, for crying out loud, at least we can think about spring and summer and all the fun things. And that certainly includes Bully Pulpit, that great golf course at Medora. And so Casey's the pro, and then Justin Fisk will join us, too, from the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. We'll talk about all the season's activities. They're cranking at Medora, so it'd be a good way to defy the weather. Next hour, we're going to talk with Jay Olmley. He's a senior research manager at the Energy and Environmental Research Center at UND. You no doubt have seen some of the headlines of late about these filter socks that have been wrongly discarded. 99% of these things, of course, are discarded properly and done correctly. And a few bad actors out there have obviously put them places they should not be, which has led the media to try and, I guess, scare the living daylights out of you to suggest that there's some environmental damage that could happen from these, or that, they're radioactive. A Bismarck Tribune, I think they just can't wait to put radioactive in a headline. They just, I love that. Yeah. The sky is falling. Radioactive, like we have Chernobyls in these, Noonan, the new Chernobyl. Facts are important. Science is important. And, for the life of me, I don't understand why a reporter, when one of these happens, they'll say, okay, radioactive, how radioactive? What's the danger? Let me get an expert. The headline writers and the reporters, they become instantly the experts. And, I thought the idea of journalism was to present facts and allow you to decide. That's how I thought it was supposed to work. But it's just amazing. Some of these people that that call themselves reporters, I think, really want to change the world. And you know what? God bless them. I just wish they'd run for office or run a nonprofit or do something that would allow them to change the world rather than try and distort views through media and stories to try and influence people as a way to change, the world. because journalism is supposed to be about balls and strikes, right? It's the ump. That's a ball. That's a strike. You decide, folks, what's right or wrong. That's not generally how it works. But anyway, I digress. We're going to talk about that with the folks there. North Dakota was mentioned on the floor of the United States Senate. The minimum wage bill was stopped on a procedural vote yesterday in the Senate. What do you think of that news? And okay? Good news? Bad news? One prominent name in North Dakota politics is suggesting, the question that, that they're asking today is why Republicans hate the minimum wage. So whether you're Republican, Democrat, conservative, blue or yellow, I don't care. I would just like to know your answer to that question. It's such a typical political ploy. I mean, the Democrats really are, even 10-10, the idea of 10-10 as the proposed minimum wage, you know, oh, that number, 10-10. I mean, ignoring the facts that who gets hurt when a minimum wage hike happens? Minorities, young kids, jobs lost. It's crazy. I don't hate anything. But I will tell you this, the idea of a minimum wage to me suggests failure. And Ted Cruz, a senator from Texas, mentioned North Dakota on the floor of the U.S. Senate about this debate. And he was making the case that the real minimum wage in America today is zero. And that's because there are too many people that make zero as a result of a very poor economy and the poor performance by the current administration. So he's saying, you know, that's the real minimum wage, zero, and you guys want to raise it to 10-10. He said, I've got a better minimum wage, and listen to what he said.
But Madam President, I'm happy to tell you, there is a better alternative. And the better alternative, I would note, far better than zero, far better than the promise of $10.10 an hour, is $46.98. $46.98, that is the average hourly wage in the oil and gas industry in the state of North Dakota. Madam President, every one of us should want to see millions more jobs at $46.98 an hour, and we should want millions rescued from the Obama minimum wage of $0.00 an hour. That's the choice before this body.
That's the choice before everybody. And that's why if we're going to play the game of the political ploys of certain liberal talk show hosts, to say, well, why do you guys hate the minimum wage? Why do you hate the guys down? Why do you hate? How about taking advantage of $46.98 as the average wage? And by the way, there's something called the American Energy Renaissance Act, which says, let's take a good look at why these government barriers are in place to oil and gas production in other places. Let's open up new federal lands and resources to this, because North Dakota's shown the way on how this can be done and done responsibly. Look what happens on up at Newtown as an example. Right along the Sakakawea. This can be done. You can walk and chew gum at the same time. Isn't that the better way? Thank you, Ted Cruz, for pointing that out. And I didn't know that number. $46.98, the average wage in the oil and gas sector in North Dakota. The only question is, why aren't we not doing it other places? That's the debate we ought to have, isn't it? About a quote-unquote minimum wage? Boy, I think so. I really do. Find out what's on your mind today. Here's the telephone number and the ways to reach us, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you'd like to weigh in by email as well. I posted that clip of Ted Cruz up on Facebook, too, on our Facebook page if you want to check that out. Todd Mitchell, you're not going to hear his voice today unless, you could hear it Saturday if you attend the wedding. He and Carrie are getting married Saturday, as we know. Todd's off today, tomorrow, and then next week, honeymooning. Honeymooning. With, like, actual warm temperatures in May. Novel concept. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Very, very nice. So anyway, our best wishes to soon-to-be Mr. and Mrs. Todd Mitchell. So you've got me, and actually what you have is more time for you to let us know what's on your mind today on the program. Why do you hate the minimum wage? You know, most of the people who call this program are not for a hike in the minimum wage, so I'm going to ask you the question the lefties are asking. Why do you hate the minimum wage? Or, like me, are you with Ted Cruz to say, hey, no minimum wage here. Don't need one. We blow by it pretty quick. $20 an hour at Watford City Taco John's right now, folks. We'll make $40,000 a year. Making potato olays. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, and you already know them as North Dakota's best truck wash, but now an all-new service. Megan, tell us what's up.
Yep, we are now starting to offer interior detailing services for both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment. We can guarantee that we'll get your truck done the same day.
Can't beat that deal. Call them at 701-628-1550 now with detailing services at North Dakota's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. They're on the truck bypass south of Stanley, south of the Pinnacle Senex.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
If you heard about it or know about it, or even if you talked about it yesterday, but your fellow out there in Minnesota was convicted of premeditated murder on all counts with that home invasion. So just kind of wanted to pass that on in case you didn't know. Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate the call. Talk to you later, and thank you. And we did mention that yesterday, although I guess it was kind of anticlimactic. It just seemed to be so blatantly obvious what was going to happen there. And I think I asked the question yesterday whether your reaction to it, because we did have a few callers who suggested that he was not guilty, should not have been charged. But you're exactly right. That was, and the swiftness of which they came to the decision, see some of the news stories today also suggesting that they believe this was all planned and premeditated so that they they were quickly convinced that he was planning the shootings, is the take we're getting from some of the jurors. Let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Blaine, listening on K-Fire somewhere in north central South Dakota. What's on your mind today, Blaine?
Did a whole minimum wage thing. I don't understand what people are concerned about, why we don't want it to be raised and all that. A person should be paid for the job that they're doing. Some of these jobs aren't glamorous by any means, but if it's putting food on your table and getting you by, well, you know what? Sometimes you have to take a temporary job like that, even if it's temporary or full-time. I mean, in my situation, my wife makes at least twice what I do. My job, it's a good job. I like my job, but you know what? It's not the most glamorous job, but you know what? I pay for all the food. My wife pays for pretty much everything else. It gets me by. It helps us out. And why people are so concerned that they need more and more and more in businesses that can't afford it, especially now with this Obamacare stuff. That's going to add that much more to these bigger companies that have these little piddly jobs that need to be done but can't afford to pay, you know, $14, $15 an hour, what everybody is demanding now. It's something that just kind of hurts me a little bit, especially yesterday when I was listening to The Rush. He was saying that the average person over in China right now is bringing up between $1.50 and $2 a day for labor. So, you know, that's probably why everything is made over there, is the labor is cheap. But you know what? They're surviving, and that's what their mindset is. It's our mindset in this country here that it's an envy thing. That, you know what? Hey, my neighbor's got this, so we need that. And you know what? sometimes you just have to wait.
Blaine, appreciate the call and your take. Brian, you're next on What's on Your Mind, calling from Jamestown today. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Say, let's talk about the real issue with the minimum wage hike. It's not, you know, do I make 10 or 15 bucks an hour? What's your dollar worth? The thing that nobody wants to seem to discuss here is hyperinflation. Your dollar is worth less and less every day. So does it matter if they hike your minimum wage up $3? If the price of bread goes up, if your price of rent goes up, it doesn't mean anything. It's monopoly money. What our elected officials need to focus on is getting rid of this downhill slide into a deflation in our country. Our dollar is worth crap.
Good point. Another thing to add to the mix. Appreciate the call, Brian. Let's see. Katie says on our Facebook page, $46 an hour is great in theory, but if that was the minimum wage, prices for all their products and services would rise as well. Look at the rent and housing prices in the oil patch. $46 an hour doesn't go far when your rent, groceries, et cetera, are sky high. I think the point is not to set the minimum wage at $46, Katie. The idea is that there are people making that. And so why not open up more of those opportunities around the country, and then you don't need a minimum wage because the market sets that based on the development that's happening. That's a better approach than the suggestion from the left that we hate the minimum wage. John in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. Comment and question, changing gears a little bit. You could probably have a half-hour segment on men and their remote controls. And I suppose what would happen is that a bunch of wives would call in with some pretty embarrassing stories. I know.
I fell asleep with mine in my hand last night trying to watch the Minnesota Wild. I didn't make it to the TV watching in bed, never good, because sleep usually wins in my case.
Yeah. No, there's men in the remote control. My wife and I have that discussion every once in a while.
Do you ever let her have the remote control, John, or do you pretty much, run the show in your house?
I'm sorry, it's mine.
Sure.
It's mine. She would differ, but No, you could have a segment on that. But
once in a while, we were trying to find the Wild game last night. So I'm like, what channel? And my wife said, try this, try that. So I'm going to these different channels. And she was giving me advice, and I thought about just saying, well, here, then you try it. But that would have elicited the look. I didn't want the look, John. You know what I'm saying? So I just dutifully went through the suggestions and found it. So it ended well.
Yeah,
it ended well.
You could have a real plethora of calls from wives about men and their remote control.
Exactly.
Steve, I had a quick question.
Yes, sir.
If I may. I scanned Drudge Report on this topic of president and vice president and how much they spent on vacation, travel, and so forth. And I'll end it with this. I started thinking, have you or anybody else out in the listening area ever read or heard that the First Family spent the weekend at Camp David? I haven't.
Yeah, I don't know. They don't as much as the Bushes did. I recall a few occasions, I think, with visitors, but I don't know about the family. I would assume they're alone. I don't know. Story day that John is talking about here, by the way, is the vacation tab for Obama and Biden is over $40 million, nearly $3 million for two golf outings. A story that was on my radar today, too, and obviously yours, too. Appreciate the call. David, out in San Francisco, California, listening to us online. David, got a minute here, so tell me what's on your mind.
Well, howdy, Scott. Your number that you were just talking about for the minimum wage, was that in the $40 range?
Ted Cruz was making the case that the average hourly wage in the energy sector in North Dakota is $46.98. He's making the case for the American Energy Act to say, rather than, set a minimum wage, which is political, of $10.10, why not open up more energy development around the country, and then more people are going to make more money, was his case.
Well, there are a couple of different things. First of all, they're basically paying them the minimum wage. When I was taking economics in the 70s, if you were to take the minimum wage of 1968 at $1.60 and the price of an ounce of gold was $35 an ounce, it would take you 22 hours to make an ounce of gold at minimum wage. Nowadays, if you were to take today's gold rate, that's
Hang on a sec, David. I don't want to interrupt your math with a commercial break. You can finish giving me this little lesson on the other side of the break. Hold tight.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I'm a very bad man. Today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you get new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Medora in just a moment. Got an update on Bully Pulpit and the season at Medora. But before we do that, I want to finish with our conversation with David from San Francisco here. You started on the math, and I wanted to give you a chance to explain your point here on the math.
Well, it's, if you've ever heard of old pre-World War II Germany, they had to have wheelbarrows full of money to buy a loaf of bread. And that was actually true. My grandfather went out and bought about a dollar's worth of German currency and passed it around the town as for the kids to play with. It was like joke money. But the point is that we, as the baby boom, are going through this enormous shift. The baby boom has been forced to retrain five different times. And here's the fifth time just at retirement age. They're stealing pensions. So this is a massive theft. And part of the reason that the baby boom is getting ripped off is they didn't keep up with the cost of living. So, for example, in 1968, when they were hitting the job market, they were getting, it would take them 22 hours at minimum wage to buy an ounce of gold. Now, today's ounce of gold is going $1,282, and if you were to divide that by 22, you would have a $58 an hour minimum wage. $58. This is how much the wheelbarrow money has changed. And so the fat cats, for some of these guys to be getting, what did I hear? Some fat cat is getting $5,000 an hour, one of these corporate CEOs. But now, if we're in a system where there's only so much gold in Fort Knox, there's only so much money to go around, and these guys are hoarding it, they're making it faster and faster, and then they're trying to get rid of the minimum wage. That's organized murder. And that there's no other way to call it. It's organized murder to take away the little money that's left at the bottom. So, you got to look seriously at how much this...
Well, I think your arguments on inflation are good. To organized murder, you've completely lost me, David, but we'll save it for another day. Sometimes I have trouble with the language barrier between here and California. So maybe I lost something there. I don't know. But I appreciate you calling nonetheless. 800-228-0550. We'll turn to that topic and a few others after we talk about something much more pleasant. And that is Medora. 2013 was one of the very best years on record for rounds played at that beautiful Bully Pulpit golf course. And it's open. And Casey Moen, who's the pro... PGA pro from Bully Pulpit joins us on the phone today. Hey, Casey, how are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Justin Fisk is here as well, the marketing director for Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. Justin, nice to have you.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Love Medora. North Dakota's number one tourist destination, one of the great spots in the northern plains, so we love talking about it. And since spring is being a little stubborn here in arriving in these warmer temps, this is one way we can will it to happen, and that's a round or two at Bully Pulpit. And how's the course looking, Casey? How'd it fare after the winter?
Just unbelievably. We're just kicking off the spring season, like you said, a long extended winter, it seems like. But the sun is shining today. There's no little bit of a breeze, 65 degrees, and it's just perfect out here.
So you're taking tee times. Folks are out there enjoying it. The season's underway.
We are, yes. We opened last Wednesday. Just a great turnout. We've had a lot of players so far. And this actually kicks off our free week for our Bully Players Card holders, which is our free frequent players card. So they're just coming through the door like crazy.
And give me the readout on the course conditions. How's it looking?
It's looking awesome. You know, we got some much needed precipitation over the weekend. The greens are greening up real quick, and it's just getting better by the minute.
Now, you mentioned that the special. You have actually an early season rate, don't you, on green fees?
We do. So yeah. So starting off on the season now, our $59 spring special. That's good for 18 holes anytime in the morning, and then at $39 at 3:30, which is 4 hours before the sun sets. And then also for those kind of in our backyard there that are looking to play bully more than a couple times a year, like I mentioned, that bully players card. You can purchase that card for $100. You're going to get discounts on your green fees throughout the season. 10% off in the golf shop all year long. And then I mentioned now this is our free week. You can play up to 18 holes per day for free this week through next Wednesday. And then you also get a free week in October, which is going to be 13th through the 19th this year.
Sounds to me like you pay for that $100 a few times over.
Yeah, absolutely. The guy that wants to get out here and enjoy it a couple times, and they have in the past, it's a no-brainer.
That sounds good. And 17,000 rounds played. How's that compare in the bully pulpit history?
You know, that's a record breaker. We broke a lot of records last year. It's fun to see, you know, the corporate outings increase as well. And just the public, I know weather helps. We had a good summer last year as far as Mother Nature goes. But right now we're on record, on pace to beat that record again. So we're excited for the season. I think people are excited too. We have a newly renovated golf shop inside, holding more merchandise than ever. All those great gifts that everyone loves to purchase when they just stop out and see us or play. So we're excited, Scott. It's going to be a fun year.
It is one of the most beautiful courses in the country, bar none. Certainly, hard to replace the amount of scenery and beauty and views that you get at Bully Pulpit anywhere in North Dakota. It just is absolutely phenomenal. So. Folks, if you haven't, have you even played Bully Pulpit? Make this the year you do it. It really is, it's tremendous. I forget how many years, of course, been around now. Have you had your 10th year anniversary yet?
Yeah, Scott, I was just going to mention this is our 10th anniversary as well. So just adding to that big year as we're talking about.
And Justin, what a great addition that's been to Medora, just to round out all the options there for visitors. The Bully Pulpit's been a fantastic addition, hasn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Scott. You know, we have so many excellent attractions in Medora, but Bully Pulpit has just been one of those things that has brought in such a nice crowd of people, and it's such a nice addition for, you know, for the dads, and the grandpas to get out and play. And, you know, the first 10 years were great to us out of Bully Pulpit. But, you know, to be honest with you, it's sort of been one of those things where it's taken a little bit of time for people not to be too scared of it. And I'm one of those guys, too, because Casey will tell you that he's working with me on my golf game, because I wouldn't call myself a golfer, but I attempt to golf. And I just love getting out there. And you're right, Scott. The views are really what make Bully Pulpit special. And a lot of people love to come out and they say, you know what, I forgot about the golf game. I just stood on 15 and looked out there, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, and I'm not much of a golfer. I'm horrible at it. But I every time I go to Medora, the kids always, let's go to the golf course. Let's go to Bully Pulpit. They, you know, so it is just that. It's a fun family outing, and, you know, putts around a little bit out there. So you don't have to be you don't have to have the caliber of Casey and the other pros out there to play it, because you know it. But on the other hand, it'll challenge the best of golfers, and they have a great time for it. So Casey, you do really have a well-rounded course in that regard. Whether you're a subpar golfer, a little average, and or a pro, you got something for everybody out there, don't you?
That's the absolute beauty about the game of golf. I mean, you can watch, you know, the Masters week, which is just one of the more special weeks in golf. It was just a couple weeks ago, and it's fun to see, you know, those guys that are up in their 90s hitting the first tee shot in Arnold Palmer, and then you see, you know, these young kids that are going to have to drive and putt that are 8, 9 years old. They're competing at the Masters now, too. It's one of those things where, like Justin said, it pairs well with the musical. It pairs well with all the other amazing attractions we have in town with just bringing those families together, and everyone can come and everyone can enjoy everything. It's just exciting. And like you said, you can tee it up from the championship black tee boxes and get is about 7,200 yards of the most rough golf you've ever had, or you can tee it off from the front and with the family and just enjoy it all. So it's just one of those games that it truly is special. It really is.
And of course, there's more than golf at Medora. There is about something for everyone. And the Medora musical is of course, I don't know, probably the one thing you think of instantly when you think of Medora. Talk about the season on the musical and what you got going there, Justin.
Sure. Well, this year's Medora musical opens on June 6th, and we're really excited. This is actually the 50th running of the Medora musical. Next year will be our 50th anniversary celebration. The Medora musical, as we know today, started in 1965. But it's really going to be a fun year because we have three North Dakotan performers that are going to be members of the Burning Hill Singers. Damon Fitcher, he's a Dickinson guy, and Delaney Wiedrich is actually just a graduating high school senior from Hazen, will be coming out as some new Burning Hill Singers. And then we'll have a returner from Grand Forks. Her name's Misty Koop. So we're going to have some real North Dakota star power at the Medora Musical this year. And I think there's going to be some special things this year, too, to kind of basically start celebrating the 50th anniversary over the course of 2 years. And I don't want to let too many secrets out of the bag, but we'll be announcing the co-hosts of the show next week. And we're just getting really excited for the show to start. Right now, actually, we just launched our preseason Medora musical promotion. So if you go to medora.com/promo, you can get yourself a buy one, get one deal on Medora musical tickets for the month of June. That's just a 2-week promotion. So, you know, we're getting really, really excited for the season. A lot of things happening in Medora to get ready for the musical to open on June 6th. And, you know, if folks want to take advantage of seeing the show in June, they can get a great deal on it right now.
All right, so circle the calendar. First of all, June 6th, the opening, and then the buy one, get one deal for all June performances available at medora.com/promo. So that's a great way to go. In fact, medora.com, great resource for all the, you know, the reservations and everything you want to get set. If you're going to do a little planning on summer travel, it's a great website, great way to check it out. It's also the place you get those special early season green fees and all the details on that for Bully Pulpit, too. So medora.com is the place. All right, before we let you go, anything else you want to add, Casey?
Just can't wait to see everybody this season. Like I said, the weather is just beautiful. We're excited for the season, and if there's anything we can do for you, just please let us know.
Casey Mullen, the PGA Pro from Bully Pulpit Golf Course at Medora. And, Justin, how about you? Any final words?
You know, Scott, just thanks for having us on. We have a real great following in Medora, and we just want to, you know, thank our guests for being such great supporters of Medora. And if you want to follow us a little more, you can always follow us on Facebook.com/MedoraND. We do some of our best deals only on our Facebook pages, and do some of our announcements early to that specific audience as sort of a thank you for supporting Medora.
Sounds great. Medora.com, MedoraND on Facebook. You can like it. I'm already friends with the MedoraND. Yeah, so I can't just check just to make sure I'm still there getting all those hot deals. Thanks, gentlemen. Looking forward to another great year of Medora.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Casey Mullen, the pro from Bully Pulpit, and Justin Fisk from the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation, our guests. Back to your calls next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need
need a good night's rest for a clean, comfortable, affordable room. Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best on business or vacation. Quick trip for a special occasion. Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Before 10 o'clock on What's On Your Mind, Thursday edition of the program, May Day. Did you get May baskets when you were young? I remember May Day baskets. I do. We have a fifth grader in our house that was busy making them last night with the neighbor girls. So I forget the drill, though. Don't you anonymously drop them off on the step? And then you ring the doorbell and run, and if you get caught, you got to chase him down or something. I think there's something there. I don't know if I invented that or what, but that's kind of what I remember as a youngster, as I recall. By the way, brought today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's Bakken oil fields, and also the folks that will fill you up with a great deal, the 4-for-4 special. I love that. 4-for-4 every day, all day. I don't know why I call it a special. It's just because it is special, I guess. But it's not special in the sense that it's not like between now and then and this time and that time. It's just that easy. Anytime I go to PetroServe USA, I get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, a couple of cookies of my choice, four items for $4 all day, every day, PetroServe USA locations. So stop in there and enjoy that and tell them Scott sent you. All right, some emails to get to on our minimum wage question. Why do you hate the minimum wage? If you're conservative, you clearly hate the minimum wage. This is the political argument that they're hoping gets some mustard. Republicans, they hate the minimum wage. They don't like you. You being anybody that's trying to grab a hold of that ladder and climb up or two, they hate you. Why do conservatives hate the minimum wage. Sorry to get sucked into the argument from the left, but that's what it is. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Hey, this is Don from South Dakota. On Obama's minimum wage, he should just open up the pipeline deal so they could build the pipeline instead of criticizing the other guys for voting the minimum wage down in the Congress. And instead of criticizing them, he should just open the pipeline up. That would take care of it, maybe. But
interesting point. And by the way, that goes to the point of Ted Cruz in the little clip we played earlier, talking about the average wage in the oil and gas sector in North Dakota, $46.98. So I think what the caller, Don from South Dakota, exposes is the game that's being played here. Because it's really not about more jobs and people making a good wage. Because if that was the case, they would open up more federal lands. They would reduce restrictions. They would use the North Dakota example earlier, and then there would be more people making. They want to be able to say, we're for the little guy. And by golly, that $7.25 federal wage, that's just hurting the little guy. So we're going to bump it up there to $10.10. That's what if I hate anything, I hate the politics of the minimum wage, because the facts of the minimum wage says, the people that are hurt by an increase in the minimum wage are the minorities and the younger workers. And by the way, it costs jobs in general. So it's a bad idea. I'm not against a minimum wage. It doesn't exist in North Dakota because you don't need it. John says, what are minimum wage workers going to do when automation is cheaper than real employees for the business owner, because minimum wage hits a point where the work the employee does doesn't cover the cost to employ them? Higher wages are great, but they should be earned, not mandated, says John. Agree or disagree? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number to weigh in, 701-258-0550. One more time, 800-228-0550. Jaron emails, I don't hate the minimum wage, but I certainly don't like it. It's an arbitrary control which is determined by emotional activism. The market is perfectly capable of landing on the right wage on a job-by-job, region-by-region basis. All it does is create another class of victims, minimum wage earners, who can be exploited for political purposes. Get government out of it. Well said, John. Patrice says most of North Dakota has a very low cost of living compared to the rest of the country. It always did. North Dakota's oil activity out west is skewing perception. I don't think North Dakota is a good example to use when campaigning for increasing minimum wages. We have, even prior to the oil, and still are an example of a healthy economy without a whole lot of government intervention. Leave wages alone. I think, actually, I would disagree with what Patrice is saying for the following reason. North Dakota is a good example of the wage can be whatever you want it to be if the economy and government get out of the way. And if you want to work in the oil and gas industry, the average wage is $46.98, which makes even a $10.10 proposal laughable, doesn't it? I think so. Let's see here. Jason, on the road with an opinion on this. Go ahead, Jason. You're on. What's on your mind? Can we turn Jason up, Shane? I'm not hearing him. Jason, one more time. Try and talk to me.
I said, with the economics 101 says you raise the minimum wage, cost goes up on everything. There is no more dollar menu. It's a $5 menu. It hurts everybody. It's just not the guy who's making minimum wage.
That's the real head scratcher, isn't it? Yeah, we're going to hike the minimum wage. Okay, the product's going to have, prices are going to go up. Who's that hurt? The guy's the little guy, right, that they're trying to purport to help. Good point.
Yeah.
Dennis, your take quickly. Dennis Fargo, go ahead.
Hey, on this minimum wage thing, you know, for first thing, it's all political. Here's the thing. How long have we been fighting the war on poverty? Since the 60s, right? Every time elections come out, the Democrats bring it up, and they want to make everybody look bad. Okay, so let's put an end to it. Let's say, what would make you happy for a minimum wage? And let's say that when everybody loses their job that has it, now you have your minimum wage. Now there should be no more poverty left in the entire United States.
Thanks, Dennis. Good point. Sorry we had to rush here. Got up against the clock. Chuck and Minot, Morris and Stanley when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.